The RAC says almost half of us are cutting back on the number of car journeys we make because of the rising cost of fuel. The organisation says it's those of us who live in rural counties like Suffolk that are suffering the most. Well, Will Gibson is Chief Executive of Suffolk Acre, which works to tackle the economic, social and environmental needs of communities in Suffolk. He's on the line now. Morning, Will.
Morning.
Is this a problem that you're aware of?
Certainly. We've had it back from both our staff, actually, and from people we're working with. They're mentioning the increase in petrol prices and the amount they're spending each week just to fill up their cars or vans.
And the fact that price of fuel is going up much faster than inflation.
Absolutely, because most people are, in a sense, are cutting back. They haven't seen a price rise in terms of salary rises. But the prices are going up. And one of the things that's always mentioned is the fact that prices at the pump always seem to remain the same, although price for oil changes on the international markets.
And presumably this is a bit of a vicious circle, isn't it? If people can't afford to get to work, they can't earn any money.
Well, that's absolutely right. And many small businesses, rural businesses, particularly tradespeople, they have no choice but to go where the work is. And in a large rural county, they have to travel. And it's costing them a lot. And we see it as well as a small business where our staff have to be out there working with communities. The price that they're paying for petrol and filling up is increasing.
I mean, even if the price of petrol was as it is in older times, so maybe 30, 40 years ago, it probably still wouldn't have been quite as big an issue because there was more work to be found in rural areas.
Well, that's absolutely true. So, I mean, that is a key concern. I mean, people have to travel in sometimes to rural areas because they have care and responsibilities, but they could no longer live in the village or town where their dependents are. And like I said, small businesses have no choice but to go where the work is, particularly tradespeople.
So what can be done? Is there any way that we can put maybe more employment back into rural areas?
Well, there is an issue about the planning system and encouraging development in rural areas. And particularly when we're moving towards a knowledge-based economy, that is as applicable to rural areas as it is to an urban area. The second thing, I think that the Office of Fair Trading should be looking at prices at the pumps, because as I said, you know, you have changes in the world market for price for oil, but it doesn't seem to be reflected quickly at the pump. And the other option is possibly for the government to look at reducing the car tax for those living in rural, sparsely rural and peripheral rural areas. The government has a demarcation line that denotes extreme rural areas and the more urban fringe rural areas. We know where the postcodes are within those, and maybe we ought to be looking at a reduction in our car tax.
There are a number of things that would sort of constitute being a big picture, if you like, things that would take quite a long time to sort out, particularly if you're going to promote more employment in large numbers in rural areas. I mean, you'll often see as you drive through villages, little industrial units. There might be three or four, five or six of them in a place. Is that something you would encourage on a larger scale?
Well, I think there's a lot of small business and micro business in Suffolk. I mean, many of them we simply don't know about because they're not registered for VAT. Mm. But I think the planning system, we need to be far more positive in encouraging smaller business, allowing people to work from home or maybe having an office at home. Because when we think of businesses in rural or businesses in general, we tend to think of, you know, industrial units and so forth. But a lot of businesses now is about knowledge and information.
Yeah.
And that could be done anywhere.
And presumably there's nothing that's going to improve this situation anytime soon unless something is done, Will.
Well, we don't see anything on the horizon. All we see is us bearing the cost of increasing prices.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us and giving us your perspective on that this morning. That's Will Gibson, who's Chief Executive of Suffolk Acre, looking at rural community development in the county.